This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to Creative Impact. It's a weekly series in which we focus on the impact of the arts and creative sector on our lives and our community. WEMU's content partner in this endeavor is the Arts Alliance, and the president and CEO of that organization is none other than Deb Pollock. And welcome back once again.
Good to be back in the studio with you, David. So, you know, they say change is difficult, and the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs challenged that adage recently when John Bracey, who had been firmly planted as the director of that agency, retired. So we had to, those of us in the field, we had to look for that change, and we're a little anxious about what that would be, but we realized change is not so difficult when one of our own, Allison Watson, who was the program director at the council, was actually named to be his replacement. And today, Allison is our guest.
Welcome to WEMU, Allison. It's good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, Allison, it's good to have you here. And in fact, actually, we should say welcome home. Yeah, because you're a graduate of Eastern Michigan University's Arts Management Program. So our congratulations to you also comes with a hearty congratulation, but also we get bragging rights. And so we're really pretty excited about that.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us, when you were in those classes at Cork Theater in your Arts Management Program with Ken Stevens and the others, what were you imagining your future was going to be? Did you have any idea you'd be leading a state arts agency?
Oh, good golly, no. I don't even know if I knew a state arts agency even existed. So, no, actually, when I was a student here, I really thought I was going to run a theater company. That was my goal. And luckily, through an internship program at Eastern Michigan, it set me on a completely different path. And that's when I fell in love with statewide work, statewide service-based work for arts and cultural organizations. And the long kind of winding road led me to where I'm at now.
And tell us a little bit, Allison, about exactly what it is and what the mission is of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs now that you are leading the organization.
Yeah, so the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs is a governmental agency. Our main task is to provide access to arts and culture for every citizen in the state of Michigan. We do that primarily through funds that are allocated to us through the state budget, as well as some funds from the National Endowment for the Arts on a federal level. We turn around and give those funds back out into the communities in our state, funding arts and cultural organizations, as well as communities' arts projects, whether it's murals, maybe summer concerts in the park, and even arts education in the schools.
And Deb, how has that impacted our lives here in Washtenaw
County? Well, first of all, MCICA has been a great funder for many, many things in the Washtenaw County area. There's probably not a nonprofit in the county that hasn't been touched by it, and then that just ripples out to all of the community across the board. So we're grateful for that. And they're great partners in helping us many times figuring out how to do those programs and do them better. So that's great. But Allison, you know, leadership changes are a time of reassessment, an opportunity to look forward and do things sometimes differently. So how are you forming that vision, and what's your strategy to guide the council going forward?
You're right. This has been a time of reassessment. We've kind of been in a holding pattern for 10, 12 years of making sure that we're getting funding out. But what are those next steps? What can we do to help strengthen the field of arts and culture? And so over the next few months, we'll be trying to visit every community that we can and asking that question of, what do you want from a state arts agency? What should we be doing? What are those opportunities that we're missing? The idea behind all of this is, how do we create connection? Do we create connections not only with individuals, but with our organizations, and creating that connection among communities, whether you're down here in Washtenaw County or if you're up in the Keweenaw County in the farthest points of Michigan? How do we build community? How do we make sure that we know what's going on, that we have that strength behind us, and that we're offering and providing the best that we can in terms of arts and cultural programming?
Well, I think it's great that you're going to take that approach of listening, because when you listen, you can absolutely learn and find ways to be of the best service. Last week, we had Governor Gretchen Whitmer introduce her first budget, and we listened as she talked about education and about roads, but not much of the public discourse had to do with art. What do you know about the budget, and is there a difference in the kind of relationship you see being established with the new administration?
Currently, the governor has recommended pretty much status quo funding for our agency. But with that means we have a ways to go. We have a way to make sure that she understands the role that we play, not just in terms of funding organizations, but how we build communities, how we impact education, how we contribute to making sure that every citizen is well-rounded, that they have an understanding not only of themselves, but their community and how arts and culture has been part of their lives throughout that whole process.
And that extends into education and
absolutely
into many
where
other
arts
ways.
Typically are the first programs to be cut.
Right. Yeah. For some reason, you know, we've lost, we somehow have a disconnect, right? From our earliest memories, we tend to know what the importance of arts and culture. We all, you know, we get, babies dance and babies get excited and we're born with that. But somehow when we get into our adult lives, we lose that connection. And so I think it's our job to figure out a way to bring that back and say, no, it's not supplemental and it's not off to the side. In fact, it's part of our lives. It's part of our beings.
It's innate.
It's innate. And we forget that.
You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair with my co-host Deb Pollock from the Arts Alliance. And our guest today is Allison Watson. Allison is the newly appointed director of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.
So, Allison, as you scan other state arts agencies, and every state has one, do you see any other programs, any other opportunities that you would like to maybe bring here or anything that you would like to see established in Michigan?
Wow, Deb, that's a great question. We're constantly scanning because every state does have a state arts agency and are doing wonderful things. I think over the next few months, I'll be working with and visiting some other states to see what is happening. To say I want to copy something, I don't want to go out onto that limb right now, even though sometimes copying is the best form of flattery. But I really want to first see what it is that our state wants from us before I venture off and say, this is what I'm going to bring back. I'm not sure if that's the right approach yet. I want to kind of build in-house first and then look for ways that who are modeling some of those things that our state wants and needs, and how can I model those after the fact? So not to take away from any of our other states, but I want to focus here on us first.
Well, as you make your assessments, Allison, most people are aware that your organization is a funding agency. Do you expect any immediate changes in the grant programs, process, or funding levels, for that matter, in the immediate future?
We do not. So I want to make sure that that's clear, is that we, at our core, we will be that funding agency. We'll be making sure that those public dollars are returned into our communities for programming. So we don't anticipate any changes to that, especially with this new budget coming out and securing our funding, all, you know, on paper at least, for this coming year, that we have dollars, we will be giving them back out. Those other pieces will start to fall into play of how do we continue to strengthen, but funding will always be number one.
It is written in some of your materials that the council holds that in a dynamic state, and I'm quoting here, arts and culture must be available for all people, everybody in, nobody out. Yeah. You really think that's a fair assessment of where we are today?
Oh, gosh, nothing like putting me on the spot. You know, I think that we have a ways to go to get to that point still. I can tell you that we are funding in almost every one of the 83 counties our state has, so that's a good start. I think that making sure that communities as well as people understand that art isn't just for those people or it's over there and it has to happen in that type of building. The arts can be on your street, in your community, in your home. And so I think that the more that we work on making that disconnect to disappear of what is arts and culture and how creativity plays a part in our daily lives, we'll start to get to that point.
Back in 2014, the organization adopted its strategic plan to run through September of this year. And that point, that particular strategic plan should have been met. Is it?
You know, I think we hit pieces of it. And as we begin the process now, we're headstrong into a new planning process right now. There will be assessing where our strengths and weaknesses are in terms of reaching those goals in those plan, and really where we want to take the council in the future. There'll be pieces that I think will hold over, but times are different from when that plan was created. I think the understanding of you know, at least on a small part of where we fit within a community or within state government has changed from that development. And now it's time to take the next step and
Deb, that's
forward.
Why that listening tour is going to be so important.
Right. So bringing those two last questions together, the point about engaging people to the strong, to the as much as you can, as much as they want to, and the listening tour and the strategic plan going forward. We will, the Arts Alliance will be hosting you back here for that listening tour on April 23rd. And everybody and anybody is invited to be part of that, which is great. So that'll be taking place, and we can give that information out, absolutely. And there are other ways that people, everybody, can be involved with the council.
Absolutely. So, you know, we try to be an open and transparent staff. So anytime that you have thoughts, comments, the questions that we'll be asking on that listening tour we'll be sharing out in advance, feel free to get involved with us. You know, drop us a line, give us a call, send a letter, whatever it might be. We want to hear from you. We want to make sure that you're included in the way that we move forward, because it's not just about arts and cultural organizations, which we will hold dear, but it's also about the people and making sure people have access to those events.
Well, Allison, we will most certainly look forward to your return to the region on April 23rd as part of that listening tour, and thank you for the time today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Two proud EMU Arts Management alums. Yes, thank you, and congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
That is Allison Watson, the newly crowned head of the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs, and my co-host for Creative Impact is President and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and we'll see you around, Ed.
We'll be back.
Indeed we will. I'm David Fair, and you are listening to your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.